So, Stein, how did you ring in the new year?
Same way we always do for years. Went to bed at 9 o'clock, lulled to sleep by the gentle sound of neighborhood detonations.
Seriously,
that's what we do. We don't stay up. We don't do anything for New Year's Eve. But we did have a swell weekend. We went out to the Goshen and on the way back bought a couple of cooked Dungeness crabs and a whole bunch of oysters. And when we got home, De Groot made oyster stew.
I didn't even think De Groot cooked.
She does now and then. She also makes a real fine tuna noodle casserole. Not enough potato chips, but that's just between us. Well, what about you, Nancy? I know that you were probably whooping it up poolside with your celebrity pals.
Oh, yeah. We were so exhausted from the fine champagne and the dining out on caviar and all that other stuff that in your dreams I do. So the other night we just looked at each other and said, can we have something light? So I once again dove into my new favorite cookbook, Zahav, A World of Israeli Cooking by Philadelphia chef Michael Solomonov. Now, I ate at his restaurant of the same name, Zahav, shortly after it opened years back in Philadelphia. But this book is so full of wonderful recipes. I just got my hands on it a few weeks ago, and I can't stop cooking out of it.
Well, I know you've just been over the moon about this cookbook. What's so great?
Everything I've made so far is great. I'm nuts about it. His basic tahina sauce is a standout. I'll be making this for the rest of my life.
So why is this tahina sauce different than all other tahina sauces?
Because you break up a head of garlic, the papery skins and all, and put them directly into a blender. Add lemon juice and salt, and you make a puree out of this.
Okay.
But the trick, though, is to let the mixture stand for 10 minutes, which allows it to mellow. Then you strain out the garlic and you use only the garlic scented lemon juice and add that to the tahini, to some ground cumin and salt. It's genius.
Wow, that does sound pretty cool.
And he uses that for umpteen spreads and sauces. We've been just eating it straight off the spoon. It's so delicious.
Now, you also like the flatbread recipe or one of the flatbreads that he's got in it?
It's superseded my own recipe for flatbread. This one allows you to make either Iraqi-style laffa, which is a thinner flatbread, or pita. You're supposed to make it in the oven according to this recipe. It's straightforward flatbread. Yeast, there's sugar, even amount of all-purpose and bread flours, salt, and olive oil. Let it rise for an hour. I'm sure you would want to refrigerate it overnight or for several days even. And then you bake it rolled out real thin and flat or smaller and thicker. That's the pita versus the laffa. He suggests that if you don't have a pizza stone, you bake the bread on a preheated sheet pan turned upside down in the oven.
But you found a better way.
We use a cast iron skillet. So you heat the cast iron skillet up, roll the little loaves out one by one, and put them in the skillet with a glass lid. That allows them to get a lot browner, not so white and pale, which I know is what it's supposed to look like, but it didn't work for me.
The book is Zahav, A World of Israeli Cooking. Nancy's nuts about it, and I guess I'll have to take a look at it too now.
And if it's the new year and you're hoping to eat less meat, this is a terrific book with a lot of meatless recipes in it for the coming year.
One more thing to recommend it with KPLU food talker,
Nancy,
the Queen of Tahina,
Leeson, he's crabby old Dick.
I'm not that old.
Stein.